Hi everybody, this is Benevolent Heretic coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a response to my own pod thread, What is Life After Death Like? Sophronia, that was a great response. I've appreciated all the responses. And I too had the opportunity to be in the room when my mother died. It's quite an experience. I have never, as far as I can remember, been in the room with anybody else while they died. But it was very peaceful when my mother died. It was very peaceful. And I don't know if I said this in my first podcast on this, but I felt her last heartbeat on her neck. I laid my hand alongside of her neck to feel the heartbeats. And they slowed down, and as they did, I looked up, because, you know, I've heard so many times that when people have near-death experiences, they feel like they leave their body, and they're looking at the room from the perspective of the ceiling, and seeing people standing around their body. And so I looked up and smiled, you know, tears running down my face. And I gave off the feeling of, you know, this is okay, everything's all right, this is a happy thing. And so I kind of did that, so that when my mother left her body and looked down, if she did, she would see me looking up at her with love. And, you know, I really appreciate being able to share that moment of death with my mother. We were very, very close. And it was one of the best experiences of my life to be with her in her final moments. That's what that song I did was about, Final Moments. It's on the pod feed somewhere. But, you know, it was also one of the worst moments of my life, having to let go of my mother and her experience with me here on this plane. And say goodbye to that, and let that go. It's heart-wrenching. It was one of the best and one of the worst times, moments, experiences of my life, and I treasure it. But as far as where she went, you know, she was a very religious woman, and she was very much what I consider to be a true Christian, which is a person who doesn't look down on anybody else. You know, she found the best in everybody, and she loved her religion. She lived for it. She never had anything bad to say about anyone. It was always, you know, if somebody wasn't acting in her approval, she would, you know, have sympathy and compassion for them, instead of saying, oh, well, they, you know, whatever, they're not going by God's word or whatever. She would be compassionate toward them. So, you know, I tend to think that she ended up in a place, you know, of her experience is like heaven. And Sophronia, you're right. We don't have any idea. In fact, I don't have any idea whether or not I will truly be aware after I die. But I tend to think I will, because of my experiences with what I perceive as communication with people in my life who have died. I can't imagine a hell situation. You know, like you said, there's these people who think, and some are in this thread, who think it's one or the other. You know, there's heaven and there's hell, and they're just so sure of that. And, you know, I kind of tend to think that that might be what they experience when they die. I just don't know. We just don't know. Thanks for listening.